Hey everybody, and welcome to The Void, a show dedicated to filling the void between being an employee and becoming self-employed. Most people refer to starting their own company as taking the leap, as if they're blindly jumping off a cliff and into the unknown. This show is here to help you understand that it doesn't have to be that way. I'm your host, Mitch Smedley, and with me as always is David Hilton.
Mitch.
David.
I know I talk a lot about Layla and her soccer, because this is like my one vent. And I'm sure the listeners don't care, but they don't have a mic, so fuck them. I'm going to talk about whatever I want. She made the team for next year a month and a half ago.
Okay.
Okay. They send out offers to the girls that are, like, we know these are part of our program. They're our core girls. They make those offers early. I've already registered her. I've already paid for the whole year. Like, they let you do a payment plan if you want for people that aren't, don't have the money. Paid up and everything. She still has soccer tryouts tonight.
For a team that she's already made?
And next Monday in the middle of the day. And it's because they have to have, I get it, they have to have the girls to facilitate the girls that are trying out for the few spots they have left, right?
So she's more or less running tryouts. She's not trying out?
Yeah. She just has to be there because they have to have girls to play against,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
I'm so fucking over going to soccer and soccer games and sitting out in the sun. I'm over it. I want beach weather, fishing, boating.
We had it this weekend.
I know. I couldn't go. You know what I did all weekend?
Soccer.
No, I didn't. Worked on that field pole shit.
Oh.
First off, it's 100% my fault because I've been busy and haven't been able to do it with other shit. But, I mean, I still got to get outside and I probably drank too many beers, but.
Yeah,
I missed the boating. I've said it every show for a month. I'm so ready for summer to start, and it just won't fucking start for me. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We spent 2 whole days on the boat this weekend.
Which days did you go?
Saturday and Sunday.
Oh,
No. Sunday and Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Whole house full of people.
What do you mean, whole house full of people?
We had...
The boat's full?
No, like we had 7 extra people staying here at our house.
Why?
And then we had 15 people on the boat.
First off, that's over regulation for that boat.
Nope.
What is it?
18.
The placard on that says 18 or...
18.
What's the weight?
Like 3,900 pounds or some...
Empty ballasts?
No.
No? Jesus.
Like it's... It can't factor ballast into it. It has to be like...
That's a lot of weight.
There's a lot of people in the boat.
Why are people staying here?
They were all her family.
Oh, they just come in from out of town to celebrate Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And then, so we had...
I thought you meant you were like having drunk swinger parties over here
all
weekend, and I don't know.
So we had 7 extra people here, plus our 4, and then we had 4 more in addition to all that on the boat. So...
Good God.
It was a lot. Now... On Saturday,
dude, and
or
that,
on Sunday.
That lake is busy on Memorial Day, too. Holy shit.
So Sunday, we did not have the 4 extras. So we only had 11 people on the boat. And we were actually able to do some water sports stuff.
The other day you just floated?
Yesterday, we just floated all day long and partied.
Got sunburnt and...
No, actually.
Drank.
I still have not put on sunscreen this year, and I'm not burnt, so I do a pretty good job of staying under the shade.
I've been burnt once. I'm pretty tan already, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
I do a pretty good job. Like, I'm
pretty... I'm getting there.
I'm on a... So, what's funny is there's 2 of the people that are on the boat, they're gone through their 8 or 10 or 12 years of med school, and they're in their residency right now.
And they're like, don't use sunscreen?
No.
Because it's a chemical
and
it'll kill you.
Tell me. What causes the cancer? Is it the sun or is it the sunscreen? And they were like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking obvious.
He was like, I mean,
probably
I put on sunscreen, but I'm not going to put it on every day.
No.
So.
No.
I think they're of the mindset of it's everything in moderation. And I'm like, yeah, I'm of that way too. But for me, the moderation is... Like, I'm not going to wear sunscreen, and I'm also not going to get sunburned.
I am on that track as well. I do make Layla put it on her face.
Yeah.
Like, her face will burn.
Yeah.
The rest of her, she's just like me.
Yeah.
Like, if she just is out there a little at a time and a little at a time, like, by the end of summer, she looks like a little Indian girl.
Yeah.
And that's not racist, because we are Indian.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? But it's... I'm with you, dude.
Ironically,
I think it's fucking killing us all. These chemicals are killing us all.
I had four spots cut off of me last week at the dermatologist.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What'd they say? You got cancer?
No, I don't know yet.
Oh, so they're just looking at them?
They're like, that doesn't look good. That doesn't look good. That doesn't look
they
good.
They always say it don't look good.
Yeah, I know. So, we'll
know,
see.
Janine had that melanoma.
Mm-hmm. Danielle's had it too.
They took, that one that was on her arm was like 3 inches. They had to get like down deep.
Yeah.
But then like once they cut them out, like there was no, I don't know if they do chemo or what they do, but there was none of that.
No.
So.
Yeah.
Maybe I should I go?
They cut one off my head.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Your hair's not thin on the sides.
No, it's not.
How'd the.
Just a mole under my hair.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Never heard of that before.
Weird stuff.
It is weird stuff. Every time I go to the doctor, it's something new and weird.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about me going to the doctor and...
Are you tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? The Void Podcast has negotiated exclusive rates for the Void listeners. This program's tailored for trade businesses like yours. And if you're using House Call Pro, switch and you can expect to save $80 for every 10,000 you process per month. Don't let high processing fees drain your profits. Visit empowerpayments.com/the void or call us at 913-423-1265 now and unlock your savings.
Telling the broad I wasn't taking Lexapro anymore?
I knew you were adamant about it, but I didn't know. I don't know how your conversation with the doctor
She was like, you just quit taking it? I was like, yeah. It's like, I kind of weaned off it a few days and she's like, well, why? I was like, one, like, and I'm on one at this point. I've been there waiting 30 minutes. I said, one, no one should be on that shit more than 6 months.
Yeah.
It makes you not give a fuck about anything and you don't care about life.
Yeah.
That's why, like, it's dangerous. Yeah. I said, and one night I woke up and thought I was having a fucking heart attack. And she's like, oh, yeah, it can cause heart palpitations. I was like, that would have been nice to know that before I fucking started taking it.
Yeah.
Dude, fuck all that shit.
So I got a call from my doctor like 2 weeks ago. So for my antidepressants, it was like an annual script. And so they were like, well, we need to get you in there again. And
that's why I was there.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I don't even need the appointment. We can just cancel it. And they were like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, I actually stopped taking it on my own. I just felt like I didn't need it anymore. And that's been 2 months ago. And I've been great. Like, never felt better. And they were like, all right. Good for you. And they were like congratulating me. They were like happy to cancel. Like, and I'm like, I've got a kind of a neat relationship with our doctor, but they didn't.
Dude, those,
no fifth degree or anything.
I'm not trying to give medical advice, but those SSI, is it SSID or SSI?
SSRI.
RI. Dude, yeah. Do some research. Yeah. Talk to your doctor. If your doctor is adamant, talk to another doctor.
They're needed.
Yeah, but you can't be on that shit for years.
But you got to, it's not the crutch. Like, you got to use it to get to a new place.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. My buddy Dustin was in town this last week, and so we got to hang out a couple days. He had been on them a long time, and he got off of them too. He said he's never felt better.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, good for you. He's like, man, I feel like I have, like, want and desire again to do shit.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, good for you, man.
This
shit's a trap.
At the dermatologist, they, for something unrelated, they want to put me on this medicine, but apparently it's really hard on your liver. And so they're like...
Are we going to talk about why?
It's like an antifungal pill. And so...
we're not going to skate over that? Okay, it's fine. you don't have to tell the world about your problems. I don't care. I just...
But the doctor's like, you know, what medicines are you on? Because we got to be careful when we prescribe this. And I'm like, I'm not on anything. And they're like, nothing? I'm like, nothing. They were like, you don't even take like Tylenol or Advil? I'm like, can't remember the last time I took a Tylenol or an Advil.
If I'm hungover as fuck, I might take one.
Yeah.
But that's it.
I'm like, I take nothing. And it's great. And they were like, do you drink? And I'm like, yes. And they were like, okay, gonna need to stop that for a month. And so this was last week.
I'd never make it.
And yeah. they were like, this is so hard on your liver. Your liver can't do double duty. We can't have it processing alcohol and this.
Dude, I'd be checking the liver. I'd be like, let's see how strong this bitch is.
So they were like, tell you what, we're going to go ahead and write the script for you. Don't start taking it until Tuesday. Let's give you the weekend. It's Memorial Day. let's assume you're going to have a beverage.
So you were piping them down?
So yesterday.
You hadn't been drinking very much.
I know. And
but summer
and,
now
and Like, drinking is really one of those things I could take it or leave it. Like, I can enjoy, I don't need to have alcohol to enjoy things, right?
No.
But when I take it, I enjoy it.
Yes, right? You do.
And so.
And you are a, what's funny, for as big of a guy as you are, you're a real lightweight.
I wasn't yesterday.
You didn't think you were.
But, we went out on the boat on Sunday and floated in all kinds of stuff. And then the lake calmed down enough to where we could get out there and do some water sports. And so I got my niece and nephew out on a surfboard and we double surfed.
I saw.
And, that's kind of cool. And that's my old rusty, trusty backup board because I, you know, lost mine last weekend.
You still haven't bought a new one, huh?
No.
It's coming.
I don't know. I'm still like, hey, let's ride the old rusty trusty. But anyway, got to do some other stuff. I bought a new tube, and ironically, I bought the tube to help teach people how to surf, but it's a 2-person flat tube. And so, I'm like, this thing will flip easy. Like,
yeah.
So I tell Mason, I'm like, I'm going to go tubing.
Dude, tubing
and I
tubing
said,
with a beer buzz is fantastic.
I said, flip me. Because I want to see if I can get this thing to go all the way over and back, like on it. Like I don't want to fling off. I want to do like a barrel roll, right?
No.
I spent way too long trying to do a barrel roll, and I could get flipped over, and then I'm just hanging on for dear life at 30 miles an hour outside the wake, like swinging around the boat, and I can't get flipped back over, right? Somehow I strained a muscle in my forearm that goes to these two fingers.
Yeah, it's because you're 44 years old. Like it just is what it is.
Tried to rip my pinky fingernail off, like.
Jesus, man.
Yeah.
You know what's fun about those double tubes is if you have a fast boat, like a where you can get moving like 40 or 50, and you go outside the wake and you're whipping around and someone with a big boat goes by and you see it, if you're quick enough to automatically jump to your feet and use it like a trampoline as you go over the wake, dude, you can get like 30 feet.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen. One time I did it and I was like, I'll do 2 flips. My father-in-law Joe's driving the boat. Landed right on my face.
Yeah.
Doing like 45 miles an hour.
Get an unplanned enema.
Oh, dude, I was fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just laying there, kind of floating on my back, just like, what happened? You're seeing the stars, you know?
Yeah.
You're throwing up because there's so much water in your stomach. You're just like, ugh.
Yeah, we definitely went hard Sunday. And then Monday, the boat was so full. It was like, there's no way we're water sporting with this many people on the boat. And I mean, it could totally do it, but...
It's dangerous when you got that many people.
That's a lot of people to worry about and everything else.
Yeah, you never know. A little kid just slips off the back, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Well, and the other thing, too, is because 15 people on that boat looks like it's overloaded, and so now we're going to have an extra eye on us from Water Patrol. They had 3 state highway patrolmen on Blue Springs Lake.
That's just BWIs. That's all they're looking for.
Yeah. But so we... I was like, I doubt we're water sporting, so I'm going to enjoy some libations a little bit more than I normally do. And next thing I know, we're all done with the boat and starting to pack things up. And Danielle and I are walking to the truck, and she goes, hey, do you mind if I drive? And I'm like, I'm glad you asked.
Because I have fucked up.
And she's like, well, you're pretty tipsy. And I'm like, yep. Yeah, you can totally drive. And she's like, wow, I'm surprised you're letting me drive.
It's because I'm drunk, bitch.
Why would I? Like, where's the nobility? And like, no, I'm driving. Like, no. Yes, drive, please.
Yeah.
So
Janine will look at me sometimes. She's like, I'm driving home. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
We just know each other.
Yeah.
Like sometimes, like if
I'm not going to argue with you.
If she's had a tough day or something and like we go get something to eat.
Yeah.
And she just puts down like 3 glasses of wine.
Yep.
Like I just know. And the guy's like, "You want another?" And I'm like, "Nope. I'm good.
I gotta drive.
I'm on baby duty here. You know, we just I gotta make sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's close.
It's a team effort.
If it's canoe club and we're close to the house, you know, it's 30 miles an hour the way home.
Right.
Maybe I'll let her go.
Yeah, 30 miles an hour, no cars.
Yeah, and no cars. Literally no cars. But
yeah,
that's fun.
I didn't get obnoxious. I mean, I was.
You don't ever get obnoxious.
Right, right.
You're not that.
But like, I was.
Thinking about getting obnoxious?
I was pretty tipsy. And.
Was Mason with you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, he runs the boat. I just back the truck in and he loads it up and.
Yeah. That's also how trucks end up in the lake too. The drunk guy doesn't park.
Doesn't put it in park.
Yep. Every time, dude. There's always one.
Yeah, we have a whole process that we have to go through for ours. You got to put it in four-wheel drive while you're backing down the ramp and shit like that, because it won't.
It won't pull it up out of there.
It won't pull it out into. Yeah. So ramp's too slippery. But yeah, had a whole lot of fun, and I'm the type of whenever I get a few drinks in me, I'm like apologetic, like I was apologizing to Danielle that she had to drive.
I'm so sorry, baby.
I was apologizing to Mace that he had to like manage the boat without my.
And were they telling you stop being a bitch?
They were like, Dad, you've earned it. Like, you're not obnoxious. Just thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity. Right.
So you're telling me not to change gears, but that you and I are going to Philly, and you can't drink.
Starting today. Yeah.
I'm gonna need your ID because I got to get you on the Hertz rental.
Hey, that's fine. You want me to drive your ass around? Totally, I will. But yeah,
we don't have to drive as much this time.
Got to take a 30-day hiatus from the beverages.
It's probably good for you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, once in a while.
I'm gonna do like a mini cut and lean down for 30 days.
Jesus.
So
it's always got to be something extra, don't it?
Yeah, you're either bulking or cutting. None of this floating in between shit.
I'm floating in between right now. I'm having a great fucking time.
So,
Man.
So, ironically, we spent 15 minutes kind of talking about it, but what I wanted to chat about today was more or less like work-life balance. And we've talked about it before, and we've always said like it doesn't exist. It's a myth. Work-life balance is a myth. And ultimately it is, but we're not doing our listeners any favors if we tell people like it doesn't happen, get over it. And so I wanted to at least share like how I do it. I'm not saying my way is right, but it seems to have worked fairly well so far. And what that is like work hard, play harder kind of thing. And so understanding that work-life balance is a myth, it's like, okay, when we are checking out of work and we're going to live life for a day, a weekend, a week, and anything, then we want to like go hard on the living of the life. And so like Danielle and I have always tried to do big vacations for the kids, like core memory kind of vacations. And so here in a month, we're checking out and going to Lake Powell for a week. We're renting a houseboat on Lake Powell. And I mean, it's a whole process just to get our boat all the way out there.
You find any gas tanks yet?
Yes. Yes, I did. So we're going to be able to take about 75 gallons of fuel with us.
Yeah, nothing like driving a fireball down the road, man. I fucking love it.
Yeah, it's a big hunk of gasoline and fiberglass and petroleum. Yeah. But
should have just filled the ballast tanks up.
with gas. But yeah, we're pulling our boat out there. Mason and I are leaving early. And we're going to take 2.5 days to drive there, and got plenty of time. That gives us time to have roadside emergencies if we...
Well, it gives you time to bond with your son.
Well, that too.
Before he's moved. Dude, think about it.
Oh, he's close.
If next year at this time he wants, he could be gone.
Yeah. My wife, at his age, my wife was emancipated and living on her own.
Dude, can you imagine the meltdown that she's going to have when he moves out?
Yeah.
I don't want to change subjects here.
Oh, that's going to be hard.
Dude. She,
yeah.
She home? I don't want her to come in here and slap me in the face. But no, she's already.
Yeah. No, she's
a little up.
Mama
and,
bear.
A little up and down when it comes to the kids. So.
But like, when we check out for vacation, like it's like we go hard on the vacation thing. Like we treat it like this may be the last time we ever get to take a vacation. And so that's not to say we're reckless. It's not to say we're foolish. But I'm not going to go on a vacation and have it be underwhelming kind of thing. And
well, you want it to be worth the time and money that you put into it.
Right.
Right.
Right. And so Lake Powell is one of the coolest lakes in the U.S. As remote as it is and everything else. Now, it's way low on water right now. It's like 160 feet low on water.
It'll be fine.
But it's still 300 feet deep at the deep part of it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Is
Grant taking his fishing gear?
We'll take it for sure.
Yeah.
Mason and I are driving out early. Danielle and Grant are going to fly into Page, Arizona, which is kind of cool in itself because it's like a small executive airport, but it does get commercial traffic. And so, like, they're going to be, they fly into, I think they fly to Phoenix, and then they take like a small private jet to Page. And so they're all like, oh, we're getting on a PJ. And I'm like,
no, it's going to be an 8-seater Southwest Junker.
That P stands for public, right? It's a commercial flight.
It's not private.
Right. That's so funny. We'll pick them up in Page, and then we're spending 7 days on a houseboat. And
I mean,
we've never done anything like this before. Like, we've done RV camping. We've done towable RV camping.
Yeah. Those two things are probably very similar. They sound like they're going to be a lot of fun.
It's a lot of work.
And it ends up being a lot of work. And like halfway through, you're like, what the fuck were we thinking?
Yeah.
Dude, when I took that RV to Colorado, like halfway there, I was like, I'm a dumb fuck.
Yeah.
This is not enjoyable.
No, we enjoy the RV type trips. That's been some of our best trips ever. This one's going to be different though, because like with the RV type trip, you're always driving by a gas station. You're always driving by a grocery store. Like,
yeah,
it may be hard to get the thing into the grocery store parking lot, but like there's still a grocery store there.
Yeah.
We're going to literally get on this boat.
And that's it.
And to get on, like, it'll take us a half a day to a day just to get where we want to park this thing.
Does it have like a generator?
So it
runs your freezer and your fridge and everything?
Yeah.
Is it a full-size fridge and freezer for 7 days?
Yes. This thing's 120 feet long and 60 feet wide.
Dude, I tell you what, you're out on the middle of that lake and you run out of beer and bacon, someone's going to die.
Yeah. So
if it's me, I'm losing my shit.
Well, and it's so they, I think it's funny that they, you get these houseboats and they have like this depreciating cancellation schedule to where they tell you, like, if you cancel a year out, you get your 100% refund. If you cancel 6 months out, it's,
they all got that.
Right. And once you hit inside of 30 days, it's zero refunds.
Yeah.
Right. And no weather, or like storms whip up on Lake Powell, and it's crazy what these storms can do.
Do they offer a little insurance if you have to cancel for $100 or $125 like a vacation does?
No. Not anything like that.
That sucks.
I mean, I think they may do it. I never buy the insurance on that. But
you're insane.
if you're houseboating near canyon walls, it's very easy to have like flash flooding come over the walls. And it doesn't even have to be raining on the lake to have flash flooding coming over the walls.
So beaches only.
The beaches are at the bottoms of these canyon walls.
Oh shit.
And so, yeah.
So what do you do? You just push out and float it and just weather it?
Well, you try, as we've learned, there's black streaks on the walls where water has been for many years coming over the walls.
Mm.
And so they're like,
just avoid those.
Just don't beach near where there's a wall with a whole bunch of black streaks coming down.
I have so many questions.
We do too.
So you got to charge your boat batteries. Are you charging them off the houseboat then, I'm guessing?
We don't have to charge our boat batteries. They charge on the engine.
Oh, they'll be fine?
We just turn them off every time we're done using it.
Well, I'm thinking of rain for bilge pump.
Oh, yeah. No, that just runs on the battery. And then
I know that.
Just daily usage of it will...
Think it'll be all right.
Oh yeah. So the houseboat will be fully fueled. I have no clue how much fuel it holds, but they waited until inside the 30 days to tell us to budget $250 a day in fuel on the houseboat.
That's fucking insane.
That's a lot of dollars in fuel.
Well, my guess is it's diesel, and the diesel generator that runs everything runs the whole time too. But I can't imagine
it's unleaded. It has a pair of outboards.
So what runs the generator to run all the shit?
I think there's a diesel generator.
Okay.
It could be an unleaded generator, too. I don't know.
I've never seen an unleaded generator. Like for homes and, you know, job sites and stuff like that. But I mean like a big one that's set in place.
Yep.
Interesting.
They said depending on your generator usage. And so we're going at the last week of June. July and August are the really, really hot months, so we may not have to run the generator as much as...
Well, the air conditioner.
Yes, exactly.
At night when you sleep. Dude, that generator is going to run all day, every day.
Yeah.
24/7, 365, baby.
Very well could.
Well, it's got to keep the fridge cold.
Yeah.
It's got to keep the AC on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's where the money's going.
So, they...
And you ain't going to have...
Lake Powell's about 100 miles long. Not quite. 60, 80 miles. But...
Oh, that's it?
It's a very winding lake.
What's Ozark? 62? 65?
No, it's 100.
Is it 100?
It's 100 plus. with Lake Powell, there used to be... So with the Ozarks, every couple of miles, there's a gas station.
Oh, yeah, there's a Red Fox or something. Where you can grab some gas. And it's only an extra dollar a gallon instead of five extra dollars a gallon.
So with Lake Powell, they have two marinas on the north end of the lake, and they have two marinas on the south end of the lake. And that's it. No more. That's why we have to bring all this fuel with us, is because we're taking our wake boat out there, and we don't want to run out of fuel and everything else. So now what's funny is the houseboat tows the wake boat.
It's got two twin outboards,
mm-hmm.
like 300s.
I think 250s.
250s, yeah. They have to be.
Yeah. It'll only go about 8 miles an hour. Yeah.
What's your miles per gallon of that thing? Negative 10?
Yeah. No clue. So we're just like ready for anything, right?
Oh my God.
That's kind of the whole like work hard, play hard kind of thing. Whenever we started our plumbing company, I took a week off from walking away from our W-2 job to start the plumbing company. We took a week off and we went to Colorado for a week. And it was literally like the idea of like, this may be the last vacation we ever take. At least for a while.
Yeah.
Not knowing what we're getting into. Little did I know we would actually take a family ski trip just 5 months later.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
Well, sometimes you just don't know, you know?
Right.
You don't
know.
Am I going to have to work every day, 7 days a week for the next year and a half or not?
Right. And so, the balance to like the work hard, play hard thing is like work-life balance is indeed a myth. A balanced scale reads zero. And so if you are working just as hard as you are playing, it's a pretty uneventful life, right? And so I like to let the scale go all the way to the work side of things and work, 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 and then flip the scale all the way to the play side of things and play as hard as I can. And sometimes that's per day. Sometimes that's per week or per month or whatever.
Yeah.
And so like this last weekend, for example, it was work like a dog all the way through Friday even. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday was play. And ironically, I played the hardest on Monday. And then like straight back to working this morning. And we're leaving good to go out of town tomorrow. You and I are for business. So
fucking work, 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 work.
Right. And so it's, you know, as you're looking for work-life balance and you're new in business, and if you're looking for the life balance, I would say like focus on like Sunday. There's a lot of people, especially if you're religious, there's a lot of people that don't work on Sundays, right? And it's just a hard no for them. Cool. So start your business, go 6 days a week, go hard for 6 days, and then life as much as possible on Sunday, and then go right back to work.
Yeah. I think where a lot of people get in trouble is, to your point, is they think, okay, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to work 3 days. I'm going to have 3 days off. Like the perfect amount of balance in everything. And you're right. That just doesn't happen.
Right.
Like for me this last weekend, I worked all weekend. But it was because I just knew I had to get things done before you and I go out of town, right?
Right.
Because we're going to have to focus when we're out of town. But I know, and one thing that I have been a lot better at, especially the last few years, is I just tell myself and I know that time for rest is going to come.
Yeah.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah.
So I don't let I'm not the person that's like, oh, I had to work. Like, I'll bitch about it to you for fun, but like, oh, I had to work for fucking 2 weeks straight, or I had to work for 3 weeks straight. No, and they say that and they want this pity and all that. I just think of it as, okay, I'm going to get my 3 weeks now, and my 3 week break is going to be who knows when.
Right.
You know, am I going to take an extra week of vacation at the end of June? You know, we're doing the event at the end of July and we're going to be gone.
Right.
You know, I just know that those times are coming. I think for a lot of people, getting over the mental hurdle of I'm just going to have to wait and be patient with my time off, my play time, whatever. Like, that's what gets them in trouble, because they think they're like doctors that get rich early. Well, I'm a doctor, I deserve this. And then they're in debt up to their ass.
Yeah.
Well, I've started my business and I work hard and I deserve this. First off, you don't fucking deserve shit. You earn shit.
Yeah.
And then you do, like, once you earn it,
yeah,
that's it. It's over. You didn't deserve anything.
Yeah.
Right? And I think people just kind of get caught in that wheelhouse of, well, I worked hard this week. I deserve to go out and spend $125 on a dinner on Friday night. Well, you may be broke, dog.
Well, and
you know, you may not have earned that dinner. You may have worked, but you may not have made the money to get it.
You'll see ladies do this all the time, and the
you misogynist
half the like hashtag self-care, right? And it's like,
dude, no, go ahead. Sorry.
They'll like go get a massage in the middle of a day, and it's like, how relaxing, rewarding, effective was that massage? You were like worked and super stressed all the way up to, I got to leave. I got to go. I got an appointment. And then you walked out of that and you went straight back to like maxed schedule, super stressed and everything else. Like, I don't think that's doing for you what you think it is. But you're washing it all down with this teaspoon of hashtag self-care.
Well, they're trying to justify the fucking $125.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Or right. However much they fucking are these days.
And so, like, call it for what it is. Like, if you enjoy getting a massage, go get a massage. But that's not taking care of yourself. That's just a break in the middle of the day for something that you like to do. But
just call it as it is.
Like, self-care is like, no, these are... To me, self-care is like daily disciplines that you do every day, no matter what, because it's for the overall longevity of your health.
I don't call that self-care. I call that a hassle.
You call that drinking.
Self-care, bitch. Oh.
Hey, that's, did we just stumble across the next latest alcoholic brand?
First off.
Self-care?
Dude, write it fucking down. I don't.
Hashtag self-care.
Oh, my God. I lost track of what I was going to say. You got me.
If we really wanted to pitch it to millennials, it could be like alcohol-infused surge.
I spelled it wrong. I got it. What was I going to say? Oh, alcohol is not self-care for me. It's other people care.
Yeah.
It keeps me from killing motherfuckers.
There you go.
That's what that's for.
But, like, you know, don't get me wrong. Like, a massage could be relaxing, and it could be... Now, I'm not talking sports massage. Sports massage, you're literally like come straight off the field and you're getting worked. And I'm not going to say that's even relaxing. What are you laughing at?
I'm just thinking of happy endings. And
oh,
I'm
no. Just, that's Asian massage. That's even a whole different thing.
That is self-care.
That might be.
I'm trying to keep it together over here, man. You're fucking with me.
But like sports massage, shit. They're working, right? You athletes and stuff like this, they come straight off the field.
Yeah.
And they're getting worked. And that massage doesn't even feel good.
No, they hurt.
Right.
You ever had a deep tissue?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's not self-care.
Fucking painful.
But this idea that, like, you can work-life balance in the microcosm, it's for the same reason that, like, guys can't multitask, because we it takes so long to, like, shut this part of our brain off that runs that feature or that function over there and get geared into here.
Yeah.
That like...
I'm bad about that.
Right, right. And so for that same logic that it takes so long to unplug and get unplugged, that like this whole work-life balance happening hourly,
yeah,
just doesn't happen.
It's the same thing that guys are like, oh, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to work on this project for an hour and I'm going to get some shit done. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're going to go over there. It's going to take 15 minutes to get started. You're going to work for 30 and be like, well, I only got 15 minutes left and you're going to leave.
Yeah.
You should have just stayed at home and done nothing.
Right.
Like, that's how guys are.
Right.
That's how people that work on projects are, just guys.
You get guys in the blue-collar industry, and, you know, they work slow, but they can pick up real fast.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It took us 45 minutes to unload the truck. Took 10 to load it and get the fuck on down the road.
Right.
Like, that just is what it is.
As soon as the boss said we're done, whew.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I I've tried it. Like, we haven't done them yet this year, but we used to do those like Tuesday nights on the water with the Tuesday night boys nights on the water where we would.
Oh yeah. Them are firing up here pretty quick, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, it should be tonight, like the first Tuesday between Memorial Day and Labor Day. That's when we've been doing them, is the Tuesdays between Memorial Day and Labor Day. but we're not doing it tonight. And I've even tried then, like last year, as I was trying to sell the company and everything else, we were trying to do these boys' nights on the water. And I'm sitting there thinking, all right, I'm going to work. And then the moment we pick up the boat, like the phone is not in work mode. And then here I am. Like if we happen to get out on the water before five, I've always told all my guys I'm available till five. And so here the phone rings at 4:30 and it's like, hold on, everybody shut everything down. I got to make a call. And it's like, you just can't do it by the hours.
No, you can't.
It's almost by the half days or full days. And so don't even try to call it work-life balance when it's by the hours. I think the only time I would say for me that even tries to exist is like our dedication to date night. Whereas and to me, that's not even really work-life balance though.
A dinner and a date's different.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what I mean? Like it's just the time frame for that. You got to eat anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're going to spend a 2 hours a week after the meal to do it. Like that doesn't even,
right.
That doesn't even, I wouldn't even clock that as checking out of work. Like it's not work. Don't get me wrong. But you know what I mean? Like that wouldn't tip the scale if that's what you were comparing it to.
It is work. It's just work in a different capacity. Like you're working on your relationship. And
oh, we're going to go down a rabbit hole now.
Well, and it's work in a different capacity. It's not like it's work that you dread. It's not like it's work that's hard. I mean, sometimes, we've gone to date, like, date night happens no matter what. And if we're at odds with each other, it's like, where do you want to eat?
Bitch, I will slap the shit out of you.
You know, Mexican. All right.
Fine.
We've gone to date night in silence before. We have. But it's like.
You got to have two drinks before you'll even talk to each other?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Honestly, one of the best date nights that we've ever had was that way. We went frustrated with each other, and after a pitcher of margaritas, we were finally like, why are we even mad? I don't know.
Where'd you guys go to eat? Oh, we just went down to Captain's and sat at the bar. Oh, you didn't eat. No, we had five shots of tequila,
yeah,
a pitcher of beer.
We've done those before, too.
That's not a date
night.
I'm not
even really hungry. Let's just go grab drinks.
Let's
just
get fucking hammered.
Yeah.
I have nothing to compare that to. Jenny and I just aren't that way.
Yeah. Everyone's different.
Yeah. She just, we don't.
Yeah. Yeah. That's another one of those things too. It's like, it's not for us to decide what is work-life balance for you. Like you got to figure it out, but I'm just going to tell you up front, it don't balance.
Yeah. And I think another thing that traps people too is they're like, well, when I start my business, I'm going to be working 40 hours or 45 hours a week like I did at my job or less.
No.
And that is the ideal work-life balance. First off,
no.
If you're not working 60, you're probably not going to fucking make it when you first start.
Yeah.
And there are going to be weeks when you're working 80
yeah.
and you're not going to see your kids, your spouse, your partner, what fuck ever. You're not going to do anything you want. You're going to eat like shit.
Yep.
Because you're so fucking busy and you're exhausted, and when you're done, you're going to sleep for a day and a half.
Yeah.
Like that's just, sometimes that's what it takes.
That's just is what it is. Yeah.
Now, when you're done with that, you've built something, you have something to, you know, move forward with. 5 years down the road, oh shit, got a beach house.
Right.
Oh shit, taking four vacations a year.
Right.
You know, sometimes you're working for the after effect, not just, well, I got my 40 hours in and I'm moving on now. Now it's my time to do whatever I want. Nah, that ain't fucking how it works.
So for the visual learners there, I mean, picture a scale, right? A scale is a pendulum. It's got two plates on either side to where we can compare.
The justice is blind scale.
Yes, right. So we have that scale, work on one side, life on the other. If they're balanced, that scale reads zero. Nobody wants a zero life, right? And so I think what people picture is work-life balance happening at the same time. What they need to look at is that scale over a period of time. The scale is never balanced. It's either tipped to the work side.
Yeah.
And there is no life happening at all. And then it's tipped to the life side and there's no work happening at all. And the idea would be like, look at the amount of time it spends one way or the other. Not, can I actually get it to balance? Can I live life and live work at the same time?
It's a roller coaster, right?
Yeah.
It's fun and enjoyable. I'm flying down the hill. Well, now I've got to go back up slowly.
Yeah.
To enjoy the drop on the other side. It's just a constant up and down. How you navigate the ups and downs and the scale tipping from one side to the other is really what I would think of as work-life balance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And if we're looking at it on those terms, I would say life weighs twice to three times as much as work.
We hope.
In other words, if I can bust ass for, if I could go a 1-to-3 ratio, like bust ass for 3 days and have 1 day off, what, like 1 day for life.
Yeah.
That's a balanced scale.
6-to-2. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, 6-to-2. Right?
12-to-4. Yeah. So, that's not bad.
So, like, that's not all that unrealistic. Now, starting out, it's going to be 6-to-1, 12-to-1, 12 working days for 1 day away, right? Starting out, it just is what it is. It just takes that much work to get going. But you got to look at it like life weighs different than work. And so we're not looking for a 50-50 balance there. But then also, the balance doesn't happen at the same time. It's more or less the scale is tipped one way or the other, and then we're looking at how long it's been tipped one way versus the other.
Yeah, I like to think of it kind of like I always thought about the HVAC industry. Here in the Midwest, dude, from the end of May till the end of August, dude, you're working every day almost.
You got to make hay when the sun shines.
If you're one man show, you're working almost every day.
Yeah.
But then you also get 3 or 4 months where you ain't hardly doing shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So work hard, stock that money away, and then when it's nice in the fall and nice in the spring or winter at home, dude, it's all family time. It's whatever you want to fucking do. In the winter, you can go on a beach vacation and enjoy that quote-unquote summertime you missed out on in June. Like, that's how I always like to look at it. You got to work as hard as you can, when you can, make as much money as you can, and then when the downtimes come, and they will, in every fucking trades-based business, there will be downtime.
Yeah.
You take advantage of the downtime when you can.
Yeah. Yeah. Real quick, a word from our sponsors. Field Pulse is the field service management software for field service pros like you. Whether you're a small business looking to grow or a larger company ready to scale, it's got everything you need all in one platform. It has advanced features to run your CRM, your estimates and invoices, your scheduling and dispatching, your good, better, best proposals, your maintenance plans, and it will even run the Tradewinds price book. Plus, Field Pulse integrates with software you're currently using like QuickBooks Online and your desktop PC, so you can hit the ground running without changing everything about how you work. And by simplifying your day-to-day operations, Field Pulse saves you time, keeps your team organized, and gives you the tools to increase productivity and profitability. And it's not just us saying this. Field Pulse has earned an average 4.8 rating with over 600 Google reviews. So to learn more, head to the link in the description at the bottom of the show.
One other thing on Field Pulse. We had a meeting with them. Was that last week? Last
Friday, I think.
They have had, you and I were dreading this. 10 months ago, they had a big changeover because they were just not, a lot of their team members were slipping up.
They were rapidly growing. Like, this is one of those things that happens when you're a good company that starts to grow rapidly, is it's very difficult to keep quality control in place.
Yeah,
and service quality in place.
Yeah, and we were afraid that once they had that change, it was going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know, are they going to even sponsor the podcast? Are we, like, what's going to happen? And it's been a good 180.
Yeah.
Right?
It's been really cool to watch.
They have all of these.
They have taken care of everybody.
Yeah, they have all of these. Like, on our meeting the other day, there were, six other people on it.
Uh-huh.
They're like, no, the partner page is going to be this, and we're going to have this, and we're going to have this, and this is how it's going to be organized. Anybody that signs up and they're inside of Tradewinds will not have overseas help. They will have a direct one-on-one person that they're going to work with.
Yeah.
Like, all of these great things. And I was like, oh, someone finally pulled their head out of their ass.
Yeah.
They got it together.
Yeah.
And we're on the wave up now, I was freaking out there for a while. But it looks like they've really got their heads turned around.
Well, and they recognize, too, we all have good customers and everyday customers and bad customers. We have customers that take care of our businesses better than some that don't really take care of our businesses but don't hurt them. And then we have customers that hurt our business. And it's one of those things that not every customer is for you, right? Well, they've recognized that the customers coming to them through this podcast and through Tradewinds are some of their best clients. And so they, if you sign up for Field Pulse through the link in the show, you get a whole different level of customer support than a normal customer coming on off the street.
Even better than the people that signed up with us 10 months ago.
Yes.
Like, it's even better than that now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's really cool how they're able to recognize the types of customers coming from the different avenues. And we like you were just saying, we just had a meeting with them where they're like, yeah, we're gonna give your clients better service than average because your clients have a higher, like, I'm going to brag about our listeners for a minute. Our clients are smarter than the average trade person. And so they
want to be in business for themselves.
Yeah. And so they're like, they recognize that. And so they're rewarding
yeah.
the users that sign up for Field Pulse for that. It's kind of cool.
No, it's good. It's a good change. I'm glad that we, because you and I, we try to be as transparent on the show as we can. Mm-hmm. Last August, we were like, man, I don't know if this is going to work.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? It's been fucking great.
It's always the gut check moments yeah. as somebody grows. Like, this is either going to be what makes them or breaks them. And
it's been fantastic.
And it's definitely making Field Pulse right now.
It's kind of
cool. So to kind of button up the conversation on the work-life balance thing, if you guys have any questions, feel free. Like, our emails are in the description of the show. You can email us at any time for any questions. But if you're struggling in the work-life balance side of things, just start compartmentalizing it a little bit and say, okay,
yeah.
this many days for work and then no work for this many days. And go with like a 10-to-1 ratio if that's what you think you can palate for a while. We in the Dirty Hands Filthy Rich Facebook group that is sponsored by this podcast, I asked that question, like, what are you guys doing this weekend? Are you working or are you enjoying time with your friends and family? And there's no judgment. Like, there's this weird hustle culture right now where it's like, it's okay to work on a holiday weekend. Like, they're trying to make you feel guilty for taking time away for your family.
Yeah, and I tell those people to lick my ass.
Right, and it's like, hold on, just because you're working this holiday weekend doesn't mean somebody else should feel bad about spending time with their family.
And it doesn't mean that you won't be working the next weekend and while they're not working.
Right, right.
People just, man, the dick measuring is just...
Right.
It's like, even worse than when we were coming up.
Oh, hardcore. Dude, social media has made it so...
awful.
Right.
And it's what's crazy to me, and I don't want to get us off track. I know we're wrapping up the show, but like... I will Facebook stalk people, and I'll be like, and it's not stalking, I'm vetting them, mm-hmm. I guess. You know, someone says this and someone says that, and I'll go look at their deal, and it's just trash.
Yeah.
And they're just, you can tell, they're just losers mm-hmm. that have no future, no nothing. The problem is 75% of the people are like that.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be listening to anything they say anyway.
Well, and yeah, don't take advice from anybody that hasn't been where you want to go. And if you don't know where they've been, don't take their advice.
Yeah.
Like that knocks out most of the public criticism anyway, yeah. right? But, you know, there was some guy that was trying to, I made some reel and put it on Facebook and Instagram, like showing my diesel truck filling up with gas in the background. And then I turned around 180 degrees and I'm also filling up my boat. And I'm like, man, watch out for your boater friends. We're hurting this year, right? And of course, you get these morons on there that they probably don't have much of a pot to piss in. And they try to say, well, maybe you should make better financial decisions.
What do you mean, bro?
What about this has anything to do with like a person's wealth or
people
a person?
They're just trolling.
They're just looking so hard to cut other people down as if it makes them feel better.
Dude,
and
I know.
It's like, so dude, bad. I don't even know you. And yeah. like you're questioning the financial stability of somebody that you don't even know.
Dude, I filled up my truck the other day, $153.
Oh yeah.
In diesel. And I just so there's a girl, probably younger girl, I don't know, on the other side of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't pay attention, you know me. Sometimes I'm just spaced out there. And it clicks off and I said, 153, goddamn fuck me. This fucking what? I mean, I was mad.
Yeah.
And she just her little head pokes around. She's like, you okay? I was like, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I was my internal thoughts were coming out. She's like, you spent $153? And I was like, yeah. She's like, this little Honda Accord or some shit. I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, that Trump's a real ass. I said, you know what? Right now I'm thinking the same fucking thing.
Yep.
We're not going to get political today. I was just like, oh, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. It, you know, I that's one thing that I haven't even understood on why.
We're not going to get into that today.
Fuel, like, I just don't understand world markets. It just doesn't make sense to me how we can be a net exporter of oil and yet
our
pricing is just as volatile as the rest of the world. It just doesn't make sense.
It's supply and demand from the capitalist market, which we are the king of. So we feel the capitalist market first. And a lot of our oil that we do have that's ours isn't up to standard for certain things that we use, you and I use.
I just read something on that today, that the oil that comes out of Iran is it's a lower, like we don't use much of it, but it's like the best quality for fuel.
Certain things. Oil from different parts of the country. And that's what also makes it, people so mad because they don't understand it. And so then they just get all balled up and start screaming like I was at the gas pump the other day. I was fucking mad, dude.
Yep.
I was like, God damn it.
My son was mad. I filled up the boat because when we drive out to Lake Powell, we're trying to drive with the boat darn near empty because it'll weigh 600 pounds less. It holds about 600 pounds of fuel.
Your truck, did you do the math?
Math for what?
If you drive out there with that thing full, I don't think your gas mileage will be down that much.
No. We're not worried about that. It's more or less like wear and tear on the axles of the trailers and tires and just trying to make the trailer.
Do you buy it so the trailer's nice for the next guy?
Oh, no.
Fill that fucking thing up and take it.
I just don't want to smoke an axle and be out in the middle of nowhere, you know?
Yeah, you'll be all right.
So
I would make sure all that shit's greased up.
So it's
grease up all your hubs.
They're greaseless hubs. They're oil filled hubs, actually.
Make sure they're full.
So lifetime, you can't.
Anything that says lifetime when it comes to oil,
non-serviceable.
Anything that comes to lifetime that's oil and or grease, I don't buy.
Yeah.
Eventually, something's going to eat shit.
It's non-serviceable.
It's still young enough.
So
it'll be okay.
Did I tell you what I did on the trailer?
No.
For the mountain passes. So the trailer's got surge brakes.
Oh, you told me you put a bypass in.
So
my truck has a bypass on it, or my trailer. So when you put it into reverse, but you just put a switch in instead of being in reverse,
I trick the trailer into thinking it's in reverse so it doesn't use the brakes, and that way we don't smoke our surge brakes coming down out of the mountains.
Yeah, you will too.
So we're just gonna let the exhaust brake on the truck.
Handle it,
not even run our truck brakes.
Yeah.
And then,
if
traffic starts to get heavy, we flip a switch.
They're back on.
And trailer brakes are back on, and we can tap the brakes and go.
I tell you what, that fucking engine braking on those diesels has come so far.
It'll hold your speed.
Dude, that, even mine, the 2500,
mm-hmm.
Dude, it will literally, you hit that, so I think mine has, it's engine brake, but then it has the downhill assist. With the downhill assist on, it will hold whatever, at the top of the hill, it will hold it the whole way down.
Yeah.
You'll hear it. It'll just come on.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is fantastic.
Yeah. It's kind of cool.
I love it. I was so fucking scared when I bought that truck because I didn't want a diesel. I wanted a gasser.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I think I'm happy I got it.
I got to go change the oil in mine this week. Yeah. I guess not this week.
We're going to be gone, dog. What do you think you're doing?
Next week. I got to change
the
oil.
Where are we going? Wilmington, Delaware.
Flying to Philly
and then Wilmington, Delaware. We're staying
we're
in.
We're not flying to
Kent.
BWI again.
No, fucking hell no.
Screw Baltimore's airport.
Yeah. The only thing that it does piss me off, if we would have left at 7 a.m., 6 a.m., 5 a.m., we would have got there the same time we're getting there tomorrow because all the early flights had like 6-hour layovers.
Mm-hmm.
There were no direct flights. So you and I are flying to St. Louis first.
Yeah.
Which is 3 hours away from us.
Yeah.
And then flying to Philly. And on the way back, we're going from Philly to Nashville, and then Nashville.
I don't know if I've ever flown in and out of St. Louis from KC.
I haven't either.
What's that flight?
An hour. It's 1 hour. Wheels up to wheels down is 1 hour.
Do you think
you'll
hit 30,000 feet?
I don't think so.
It doesn't make sense that they
just
would.
Just a giant fucking up and down.
Yeah, up, down.
I don't understand.
I mean, I can't wait for my drink and meal service.
And that's why I was asking you. I was like, hey, do you want to go to Baltimore? Because it is a direct flight. Then we just got to drive. Nope.
Mm-mm.
Nope. What are you fucking... Nope.
That was too risky.
I was like, okay, you're right.
Yep.
It's going to be fine now. Everybody's getting paid.
Yeah. Government's back open.
It'll be fine.
We'll be good.
It'll be fine. I've rambled on for another 10 minutes. You want to wrap us up? Or?
Yeah. No, that's pretty much it. So just remember to all of our listeners that our emails are in the description of the show. So if you guys ever have any questions at all that you want to ask, shoot us an email. We're happy to answer them for you. And until next week, guys, we'll see you later.
See you.